Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm so excited because I can tell you right now we're about to really get into a really good topic. That's like kind of one of my favorite topics to get into. But tonight we're going to talk about airplay without promotions. What is it? What is it without promotion? That's what the topic is tonight. But before I get into the topic, you know, we have to cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to come together once again collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, that they can learn from it and with proper instructions from you, act on what the gift that you have given them. And we ask that you bless it and help them go forward in this industry that they so desire to be in. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. What is airplay without promotions? That's what we're talking about tonight. It's just so often that people, since the internet has came into play, they think that they have everything under control. They can just put their stuff on this site, and this site, leave it there, and it's going to be like hocus pocus, like magic, and it's going to take legs and just go. Well, unfortunately, that's not the scenario. It actually takes a well-thought-out strategic planning to make your airplay take a buzz. And tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. I have on deck with me, I have Raw Dog in the cut with me, and I'm going to bring him in. And we also got Tommy, who's a manager out there in I think it's South Carolina, that he's a manager out there. And we got him on deck with us tonight as well. And I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to bring him in. I'll bring Tommy in first. Hey, Tommy, welcome to Hip Hop National. I know this is your first time.
Yes, it is. Nice to be a part of your show.
Nice to have you to be a part of the show. Tommy, what do you think of tonight's topic? Tommy, first of all, before we go into what you think about, what is it that you do, and how long have
you been doing it? I'm a manager of a hip-hop artist, a female rap artist. Her name is Miami Blaze, and, just like any other manager out there trying to manage their artists. You know, we're in the grind every day, and tonight's topic is so key to people who don't really know about certain things you got to do in order to get that success rolling. And you just can't put your material out there and it's on Facebook or YouTube or any other social network thinking that you're just going to blow. You got to put in a whole lot more work than that, you know. And tonight's topic is so key to your success, you know. A lot of people, you know, don't realize that, you know.
Okay, you said Miami Blaze. Is that the artist's name?
Yeah, Miami Blaze. Not from Miami.
Is she
from South Carolina?
That's what I was going to ask you. Is she from Miami?
Nah, she ain't from Miami. You know what it is as a little girl in grade school, she picked up the name Miami because of she always wanted to go to Florida, go visit and stuff, but the kids call her that because of her skin tone. She's mixed black and white, and, she's real light, so people, little kids got accustomed to calling her that because that's one of her favorite places she had liked to visit. So, you know, her name just stuck with her through grade school.
So am I correct? Are you guys out of South Carolina?
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, on deck with me is my man in the cut with me, and that's Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to the show once again, buddy.
Well, hey, I'm happy to be here tonight. And you know, I think we've got a real interesting subject because as the music program director, I get the music. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of the people that we get the music from, and I got to say we've got a great selection of independent artists out here. But they don't realize that, you know, how do they get, you know, how do the fans get directed to them? How does the fan buy their product? Because, see, we play the music. We don't have the artist physically sitting here with us. At times we do interviews, but, you know, we don't have them in the studio at the time when we're playing their music. And, you know, just a little promo on directing people to where they can purchase their product, or a little bit of thanks to the fans and appreciation, and letting them know, you know, who they are, hear their voice. You know, I found that, you know, in talking to some of the artists, that has helped them in their sales. So, you know, I just don't understand why not promote oneself instead of, you know, paying, you know, to an outlet to perform live when you have a product that can make money for you. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you're going to spend the money one way or another, and I think that self-promoting or being able to, you know, direct the people to their websites or, you know, where they can purchase that song that they heard if they liked it would be, you know, more beneficial to the artist. I mean, I don't understand. It's either ego or it's business. And, you know, we're in the music business. I can accept someone that's doing it for an ego trip. But, you know, we're out here to help the artist that's trying to do business. And business is business, and that means money, not pats on the back. All right.
All right. Thank you for your brief introduction there, Rodolph. And we got my boy Chris on deck with us. Chris, welcome to the show, sir.
What up, Al? How are you?
Doing all right, man. Where you calling in from, Chris?
I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California in the house, guys. All right, Chris. Give us an introduction of what you do, sir, and how it impact our industry.
Oh, my God, what I do. I run a marketing and media company as well as a record label. I've got 30 years invested into experience of working in the record companies, dealing with all the development from the A&R conception all the way down to retail sales as well as doing video promotions, the whole nine yards. I ran a couple labels in my past. And right now I just started my own company called CM3. So CM3 is me and my wife, and we got a couple artists out right now, as well as we're working records. We also became considered for nomination for the Grammys, so for like five rounds. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good, but at the same time, this topic of discussion is airplay without promotions. There's two sides to this coin. And as me being a record company and him being and my man that was on the air as a radio station, he did say one of the realest things is this is a business. And if you don't understand the business, you won't be able to do no business. Then I have to also give a question on the point of the radio station, because then there's independents that have a sense of a subsidiary or a position inside those markets that automatically out-carries the point of a new independent artist coming from a different state or a different country or whatever it may be. That record is never really considered until it's actually broken the market itself. Now, one of the two things that, to make it easy on everybody, you are supposed to do some minimal promotions inside the marketplace. And you are supposed to be able to establish a pinpoint what your radio station is doing in the market. First of all, if you don't know the radio station, you need to know what they're playing and what they cannot play. So that means that you can also give the program director or the music director an actual you against me type thing, to where you have to justify your actions about how you get your record played. I'll give you an example. If they're playing, let's say, Jeezy, and they're not playing YG, you automatically say, well, these three records are self-automatically characterized, and you put them, put three other records, that's 2 Chainz, that's this, that's that, and then you say, well, what about that? Then you can justify the point about what he's playing to say what you're playing. So that means you're pushing forth the effort to say, well, if you're playing this record, you should be able to consider my record as well. Then there's the digital media, which most of the radio stations now are concentrating on the point of social media. If you automatically got a certain amount of spins or automatically captions or likes inside the marketplace digitally, which means that internet turnaround, then you should be able to justify your actions by being played on the air as well. But then you have those big record companies that automatically buy out the slots. First of all, you know, when it comes down to independence, you know, we might be 400, but remember, there's 4,000 records at a radio station that's trying to get played. And he has to go through every individual, each record possible, to try to consider your record. And there's only a certain amount of slots warranted to be played or be picked up to be played. So you got to play the playlist. So now, I said a whole lot in the mouthful to understand that that's part of the sciences and the schematics on the radio station and how they work and how you're supposed to work as an independent. Never stay in a situation to where you just concentrate on one thing and one thing only. There's many ways to get to that program director or that music director. If you automatically work the clubs, work those clubs that the radio station is supporting. If you automatically work in those high schools or colleges, they got to be tied into that radio station as well. So which means that, you know, somebody's got to be talking and going back to the program director, said, did you hear this record or did you hear that record? That's the reason why they got street teams. That's the reason why we created street teams. That's the reason why street teams is out there promoting, you know, and at the same time, when what comes back is the call-out research. So that means that you get justification. And on that, Q, Al, I think I said enough.
Oh, boy.
That was darn near the Holy Grail. I loved it. You know, and you're right. You're definitely,
yeah,
definitely
so
right on everything that you said there. And, you know, the funny part is that, you know, and in a station such as this, Hip Hop National, is actually a springboard for people that have the labels and what have you that might hear one of these independent artists and go, he's got flavor. He's got something. There's something to this guy. And there you go. You pick them up. You become their producer. You know, you have another inside track. So we're trying to be the launching board so that people like you in the industry can say, hey, I want to hook up with that artist. That artist seems to have something. You know, because, it's hard to find an exceptional talent. And when I said that word, exceptional, you know, you don't want – all right, ordinary, ha, 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 yeah, he sounds like Larry down the block. You want an exceptional talent. And, you know, we get some of those. We get, you know, the funny part about it, we get those, and we get, you know, those that are still needing work. But we've had different artists that we've had and we've played. We've hooked them up with people in the industry that can take them further, you know, and that's why I appreciate you calling tonight, because, you know, if you're not promoting yourself even on the smallest levels, how do you know which doorway can open up for you? You know, you got to take that gamble. I think a lot of artists are just afraid of rejection. You know, it's the ego part. I know I'm good. I know I can do this. I, you know, I I know I can be another Michael Jackson or whatever, but there are only those that are going to be picked out of that vast group of people trying to get out there. And so that's what Hip Hop National tries to do. We try to give exposure, promote them, and then we hopefully the telephone rings by someone like you, Chris, or somebody like Tommy, who's a manager, and you guys say, hey, I've got an artist. Or I heard that artist. Is there any way that, hey, that we might be able to talk? You know, because you never know. You never know where you're going to find an artist. You know, he might be on the corner, you know, with a hat, you know, playing for money as the crowd goes by. Or you can hear him on Hip Hop National Radio. So, you know, this is what we try to tell the young people.
Yeah.
So true.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm glad that Chris did show up. One thing I know, Chris has been in. I actually kind of grew up with this guy here. He's been in the industry for a long time. He made a quite an impact with some major companies. Chris is the kind of guy you want to kind of get to know. Definitely, I'm just letting you guys know. Networking with Hip Hop National is how you get to guys like Chris. So just open up your ears, because this in this business it's a who's who type of business. Am I correct, Chris?
Let me let y'all know something. If you don't get me through Hip Hop National, you can't get me. if you can't get me through Hip Hop National, 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna get me. And I'm just being realistic, only because I'm working, like I said to you before, my schedule is really crazy, because not just only working sponsor projects, and we work with Monster Headphones, which the new DNA is launched already. We're working that right now. We got a couple things that we're working with a couple clients here in Los Angeles. We have the honorary mayor of Beverly Hills. We're working his project. We got Big Hutch, which is Above the Law, the whole Ruthless reunion tour, the whole Ruthless Records propaganda films, the whole nine yards. It's tied into Shay. It's tied into Joshua. It's tied into Cali Barnes with new hip-hop sensation out of Los Angeles. So, I mean, and that was a plug just to let everybody know, Cali Barnes, Shay. Yeah, I'm not afraid. It's one of those things to where those priorities have been taken, so I couldn't pick up any marketing or promotional projects anymore like I used to. But I'm willing to consult, and I'm willing to pass on some words. And you got some good hot product, let me know, because my family and the people that we got here, we got a whole team that picks through the records, and we find out where it's going to go, and if we can work with it or we can't work with it. And we're not afraid, but at the same time, the whole point is never stop pushing. Always push. If you believe in your music, believe in the point that it is a business first, and follow it true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it takes stair steps to make bigger steps. One of the questions I want to ask my man from the radio station is this. How do you identify the point of a good record and a record that is possible to work in your market?
Well, okay, like you. All my life, I was a musician, did the touring and what have you. And there's an ear that you get. It's something about what you hear that it stands out, and the artistry, you know, the individual artist, what you hear. Because see, I don't see these people, so what I hear, you know, when it strikes that inside nerve, I realize and see the potential. You know, because that's all that I can go on, you know. And sometimes I'll go over to their YouTube and I watch the video to see if they actually match up to what I think. And
well, you're about only the top 5th percentile that will ever tell the truth like that.
Well, see, you know what? That's why I got the name Raw Dog. See, because it's like if you don't tell the truth, then, you know, hey, I have a hard time living with myself, and I don't play with music. I don't play with artists, you know, because they can always go back and improve, hopefully. you know, and that's what you might have to tell them to do. Keep working, you know, keep trying, you know.
Hey, Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, Raw Dog. Hey, this is Tommy. Hey, you think that self-branding and image plays more than 80% of the labels who picks up an artist?
Well, you know, hey, I think the talent comes, the talent's got to be on top. Now, you know, hip-hop, yeah, okay, yeah, looks, yeah, okay, because they're more shallow than any of the other genres.
Right.
But you got to realize this, that, you know, the looks and what have you, that's only going to get you around the block once.
Right.
You know, you might get noticed, you might get looked at, but they're going to analyze it. You know, they're going to analyze the talent in that individual, and, you know, you can fall from grace. You
right.
know, you
well, what
it
I,
can...
Well, I mean, yeah, what I mean by image is it's just self-branding all in the bundle. I mean, if you – just like we all independents and my brother over in L.A., you know, I can feel what he's talking about. And if you if you do more self-branding, because earlier you mentioned that a lot of people don't do certain things, but they rather go out to the club and do a whole bunch of shows, but they don't do a whole lot of self-branding. Like, you know, spending more money on their name, spending more money on the other things instead of spending more money to get on shows with other artists.
Well, see, now you got to realize this. Okay. One, branding, you can always be a studio product. Now, remember that. You can
right.
always be a studio product and do something very talented. Now, if you're talking about the full package, the entertainer.
Right.
Now, see, there's a whole different persona, and that's when that person needs to hire someone that is going to instruct them of what to do and how to do it on stage with the abilities that that person has, that whoever they hire will bring out the better side of them.
Okay.
See, it's not a total win by everything that I do myself, okay? Because that's
right.
inside the box.
Right, you can't do it all. By
An
yourself.
Artist is put together with people outside of the box. Because, you see, I can tell you what you do very well that's pleasing to me. But now, remember, you're trying to get to the consumer. You're not trying to, you know, a lot of hip-hop artists say haters. Well, those haters are consumers. Either they, if they don't like, they won't buy. And if they do like, they will buy a ticket to see you perform or your product. So what you have to understand is that inside the box, you're not going to be in touch and be able to relate with what they see or how they hear that live performance when they're out there, whether the DJ was correct with what they were doing, you know, their stage presence. But that product, there are more people inside the box to push that product, the producer, the engineer, the person that masters and mixes it. You see, so what you have going on is that this independent artist, as the gentleman in Chris said in California, team. If you had a corporation, you're only going to want people in that business that you hire to be good at what they do or the best. So what happens is that as you start off into this industry, yeah, you may start alone, but you network and you ask and you build your team. You see, Poetic, just like Chris said.
Yes.
Poetic, if you send
yes.
your music through here and we hear that music, Poetic can pick up the telephone and say, ooh, I think you might want to take a peek. At this
yeah.
individual
oh, yeah.
artist.
Absolutely.
So what you have
that's,
going
that's,
on is
that
you started
the idea
building
behind
a team.
The program. Did,
yeah.
Are you guys
you start,
hearing
me? No, we can't hear you. So what happens, okay. What happens is that you start building a team.
How?
But see, you want to talk to Poetic?
No, I wanted to chime in on what you're saying.
Okay.
I wanted to chime in. Is the brother that was on there to ask that question?
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Can
Tom.
You hear me? Tommy, are you here?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, from an independent standpoint, I'm going to tell you this. Branding itself, you have to self-brand your company. You got to brand your company. However it may be, you're going to have to spend your money to promote your artists as well as your company with the same type of panel. You cannot neglect neither one of them, because one will substantiate the point about what you would do in the future, and the other one will substantiate you for the moment while you're trying to break those artists inside those marketplaces. You got that?
I got you.
It's one of them situations to where you're going to spend money, period. The biggest problem is how you spend your money.
Right.
It's knowing exactly where to spend that dollar to make sure it counts for something to impact. And when it comes down to radio across the country, all independents have to pay a certain amount of money to get to those marketplaces. That's the reason why you got to remember this is a bigger machine. It's not just only us. It's a whole bunch of us out here. And at
yes.
the same time, for you to feel like you're part of the game, you're going to have to spend money to make sure those contacts are solidified, those relationships are solidified. You're going to have to go into the marketplace and deal with each individual market like you live in the market. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, bro. I'm listening to you. I definitely understand everything you're saying, and just keep talking, man. I'm listening.
Well, quite as what he's saying is that this is a grown folks market business area, okay?
Right.
The young people come in, and they want to come in as a kid. Could you help me? Can you do this? Please, please, please. It doesn't work like that.
Nah.
You know, we'd like to think it does. If you're a relative, you might get that. But, you know, the guy that off the street that wants to get into this business is going to realize that it is a grown folks' place. You step up to the plate, and you have to do business. And just like I said, you know, you build a team as you go along. Yeah, you build a team. There's Poetic, you know, that's your conversation with Tommy. Okay,
right.
Poetic has already got you in conversation with a gentleman named Chris.
No doubt.
The situation when we talk about team, we're not talking about necessarily everybody that, you know, we meet up once a week, you know. But what
yeah.
we're talking about is a business transaction team where business is being conducted in a proper manner to get the artist highlighted and have the chance to be displayed to another doorway that might open up for that artist.
Ow.
Are you there,
yes,
Poetic?
Sir. Yes, I am. And we're getting ready to go to a – we are getting ready to go to a break. We'll be there in just a moment. You guys really took off on this show tonight. I said, let me sit back and let myself get educated here. I'm actually having fun with you guys. Thank you very much. But I'll tell you like this, guys. What is Airplay without promotion? Definitely want to give our sponsors some highlights, because without our sponsors, we really could not have this show. This show really would not be possible. So y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
Then what that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Because I like good vibes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That old lady,
ooh.
You. If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puffs.
November 24, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
What's up, family? This your boy, Kofan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on hiphopnationalradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dino Madaloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show, I call in all the time, it's very cool. Now please be sure to tune in to my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show. This is Dino Madaloni of The Ask Dino Show, inviting all of you to join us. Back to you, Poetic, and the hostess with the mostest, Lady D.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. We're talking about what is airplay without promotions. But before we go back into the topic, I want to tell you guys how to connect with us. Go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and upload your music today. We're looking for it. We want to see if it's a good fit for our program, and we'd like to help move it forward. So www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If you're listening in by telephone, you can press the number 1, and that will bring you up at the top of the list, and that will let us know that you want to talk and engage in the topic. If you're listening in through any other device, I encourage you to call in 213-559-2995. It's 213-559-2995. I'm going to tell you guys, you can tell when I'm not on my A game. It's one of those days where just things is, Murphy's Law, things what go wrong will go wrong. But we're back and we're doing our thing. Going to come back to area code 323-830. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your state. What would you like to add or take away from the topic?
Yeah, yay! What's good? It's your boy Keith Clizart, LBC LAX.
Keith Clizart, what's up, brother? How you doing, Keith?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man, out here on the West, man, just multitasking, man, getting it in. You know, I had to call in and support the show, you dig?
Keith, tell us a little bit about you, sir. What is it that you do, sir?
Oh, man, the question is, what don't I do right now? But I started off, you know, in a nutshell.
But
make sure you
direct your traffic back to Hip Hop Natural. You know how I go, Chris. Yeah, I'm going to say, Keith,
oh,
go for it.
Absolutely, all day.
You got it.
You know, DJ, I was raised on the east side of Long Beach. Let's start there. So, needless to say, I came up with Snoop, Nate, Warren G, and a host of other people who's, you know, doing it or did it out of Long Beach. And, you know, I just caught the music bug, man, and just grew with it, you know, and just stayed focused. And it evolved into multi-platinum records, movie scoring, and TV placements. And now, you know, I got my CEO hat on, you dig, and I got my distribution company going, like, real full-fledged, big, you know. I'm really geeked up on that. And, you know, I'm still producing, too. You know, if the money's right, I do it. Other than that, you know, I got 5 producers I signed to my production company, you dig. And just trying to bring forth the future. That's what it's all about. It's about the future, you know. He did his thing already, but it's about the future, and that's why I support your radio show, because there's a lot of people out there without the knowledge, and you guys are bringing it to them. And what I'm most impressed about, and I really get behind you guys, not just saying it, is your consistency, fam. It's ridiculous, you know, when you can keep like that for years, it seems like years to me, but at least a year just doing it, it's like, it's phenomenal. Who's doing that? No one's doing that, bringing you consistent information, you feel me, and just giving it to you real, and, you know, having guests like myself just pop through, you know, just as a fan. I'm sure it's a lot of other high-profile people listening. You know, they just ain't chimed in yet, but, you know, when you're consistent like how you guys are, it's like that.
Thank you, Keith. I really appreciate that, man. Yeah, we've been doing it actually going on 4 years now, man, and it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. This train is taking off, and be honest with you, it's still in its jogging stage, so it's time to catch this train while it's still in jog. But as this locomotive go, it's like everything else. If things start speeding up, it's hard to catch up. That's just
it's
how
like
it goes.
Get down, get rolled over. You feel me?
All right. Back to the topic. And I wanted to ask you, with your experience, Keith, what is airplay without promotion? You've dealt with platinum hits and stuff like that. I need to know, if it didn't have the proper campaign behind it, what would the airplay be?
There's a double-edged sword, and I pondered the thought, you know, what is airplay without proper marketing and promotion behind it? Let's say you got a mediocre song, and you get a little airplay, but you have nothing behind it, it means nothing. You're in the pack of millions of people who are trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. There's nothing special like that with that. But on the other hand, if you have, like, hot product and you get airplay, you know, that the product itself can turn into the marketing promotions. On the other hand, you know, just giving you both ends to look at it, you know, because I've seen it happen both ways. You know, with
and you're right on that, Keith. This is Raw Dog. You know, because like Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, the Holy Grail. Now, Justin Timberlake has the largest sales record for a week of an album as record right now. But Eminem broke that he was going to be dropping, and he promoted his real hard before it came out, and now he's catching up to Justin Timberlake as far as the best-selling album in a week on Billboard. So, you know, that promotion, Eminem, he's been promoting his album before it came out for sale, and he's done it very well. So if you take it from the pros and understand how, that they do the promoting before the album comes out, and they continue to promote, you know, there's something in the competition that you have to highlight your production. You have to bring attention to it. You know, everybody's not going to like it, but then guess what? It becomes something that the consumers say, I want, you know, and that's where you want to get to. You want the people to say, you know what, I want to go out and buy that. I haven't heard it all. You know, I just heard a little bit of it, but the curiosity, the buzz, the vibe starts. So you're right on that, Keith. You know, hey, I appreciate that.
I want to bring Anita Wilson in. Anita, welcome to Hip Hop Nation. I can't say it. I'm sorry. Anita Wilson Pringle.
Hello, Al.
You now have the floor.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know me. How are you, Rod Dog? It's been a minute.
Yes, I'm good. I'm happy to hear you.
Well, thank you. You know I have to come in and turn Al's life upside down for a quick minute and make him scramble.
Good.
See, I'm going to tell you, the question is, what is airplay without promotion? And it's a quick, simple answer to that. Not a thing. Because I don't care how good that album is, how good that song is, whatever it is, you can spend it all day on everybody's station. If they haven't heard of it prior to something to drive them to the state, to the radio station to listen to it, or to the internet to download it, then that's all it is. You collect your little change on the spins on the back ends and stuff like that. The key to getting anything out there, and even to getting respectable play, you know, you can get in on the mix shows, you can get in on, you know, low rotation, whatever. But the fact is, if you don't promote it, nobody's even going to know that it exists. I handle the international licensing and marketing. I handle everything overseas for the company. But I also handle the entire social media department. And my thing is, we start 3 to 6 months out promoting not just the artist, the track. We have people, by the time that we drop the record or drop the album, everybody and their mother already know who that artist is and what that song's about and have never heard the song and don't know the artist, and we hit every red carpet around and the, you know, the flashes are going. Everybody already knows about them, knows who they are, the type of music that they're putting out, what they're trying to get, you know, the message that they're trying to put out. And every artist that we do put out has a message. We don't just put garbage out there like All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Old Booty or whatever that nut was. But if it doesn't have substance, it doesn't come from us. Now, to sit there and say, oh, well, what's airplay without promotion? It's absolutely nothing. I don't care how much money you spent on the production of that track. I don't care who produced it. I don't care what radio station you plan it in. It's nothing. And people can talk all around the world about it and give you every kind of explanation under the sun, but the fact is it's nothing. Because you're not going to have the public calling in to request it. You're not going to have anybody on the streets talking about it. It's going to end up in low rotation in the middle of the night, and the only people that's listening to it is those ones that's working third shift wishing that they could get off and go home. By the time morning comes, they done forgot about everything that they heard from 11 to 7. Now,
Anita,
the key
is... I do have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. We could say, what is airplay without promotion? Now, my question is, what type of promotions need to go behind a record? Like, because
you must have known what I was getting ready to say next.
Yeah.
Let's start
okay.
with the free
yeah,
stuff.
It's one of those not predict. It's not a predictable thing. You have to kind of like be creative with it. Talk to
right.
Me.
So let's start. with my favorite thing, the free stuff, the stuff that you're not out here paying somebody $20,000, $30,000 to come out here and market and promote your album. You can start by doing this yourself. What we do at CM3 is we teach the artists that they are the brand. They're not pushing a brand. They're not promoting a brand. They are their brand. And until they understand that, they're not going to achieve anything. I don't care how much money they put out of pocket. The freest thing out there that you can get started with is social media. Just because you have a YouTube page or just because you have a Facebook page doesn't mean squat. You better get in there in that help section and learn how to use it. You put up a fan page, a channel, put up an entire channel on YouTube so you can upload your video. Even if you have a song you haven't produced the video to, put it up there with still frames. They have free tools in there where you can create the videos instantly on YouTube and post them up. Just use still pictures and stuff like that for representation of your music. It's free. Then make sure that you dress up your channel. It's free. Put your channel up there and then tag it so that similar channels, if you think you sound like YG, put YG as one of your favorite channels on your channel. That way anybody that goes to his channel is going to be rerouted to yours as something similar. On Facebook, don't get up here and put up a personal page and try to promote your music and have all your friends and family liking it. That's ridiculous. You put up a fan page. A lot of people don't even know you can sell your music off of Facebook. A lot of people don't even know Facebook has the store features. There's so many features for artists on Facebook, it's past ridiculous. You almost don't have to go anywhere else. And it ties into all these other things, Bands in Town, Songkick, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, everything ties right back into Facebook. You got your Instagram. Post up pictures. You don't have to write anything. Just post up pictures that will drive an interest. Drive everybody back to one central point. You want a website, go to Wix. Get you a free web page. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Put you a counter on there so that you can keep track. And on that web page, drop in the hyperlinks and stuff like that so that you can track your, you know, put your stuff up there so when they like it, it's a Facebook like. It's counting toward that. Know what your analytics are. Get familiar with Google Analytics and paste that code into everything that you do. You can paste that into your Facebook page. See, I haven't told you one thing that cost you one dime and you just got 20,000 followers in about 30 days. These are people that are looking for your music, and you haven't put a single thing out. All they have is pictures. All they have is clips. You know, have your friend take a little 30-second clip, a one-minute clip, or you in the studio in there actually recording something or freestyle something. Put up a little bit video every day saying, hey, you know, this is so-and-so coming at you. You know, I've got this album coming out January. You know, look for it in the store. Start calling into your radio station and requesting it. You're going to have fans calling into the radio station requesting a song that doesn't even exist yet. So what's going to happen when it does come out? When the radio stations find out that song is out and they've been getting calls, don't you think that'll make your life easier when you knock on that door and say, hey, can you play my music?
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying? Now, if you're going to spend money
to
market.
Yeah, I fell in love with her because, boy, I'll tell you.
I love this lady. I love her to death.
Hey, this lady married. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You can love somebody, but she can be with somebody else.
Now let's talk about spending some money.
Chris, I got your back.
There you go, because I was about to say something.
I said love.
No,
I didn't say
guys,
in love.
I come from the world of business. I come from corporate business, not the entertainment industry. So
well, you was preaching
you know,
to the choir.
Well, you know what? And that's because I had a great teacher. Luckily, I'm married. You know, I had
enough
to make an honest man.
We got somebody who raised their hand. We got somebody who raised their hand. We're going to bring them in real quick.
623-210.
Please state your name, where you're calling in from. 623-210. Okay.
Hi. Hello.
Wait. Go ahead. You have the floor?
Okay, can you hear me? I'm not for sure if you can hear me.
We hear you well. Go ahead. You got
okay,
a statement, question, or comment?
Yes, I would just like to say I'm very glad to hear responses from everybody. It's been giving me some education in the music field as well. I have a song, and I'm glad to hear the lady who was giving all that valuable information, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is get more fans for my song, and I'm just jotting down a lot of information. And so I just like to say I'm very glad to hear everybody's responses, because it's educating me as well as everybody else out there. And I'm just very glad to hear what I'm hearing.
All right. And you're calling in from, and what's your name?
I'm calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Stephen Henry, a.k.a. Captain Poetry Music.
All right, Captain Poetry. You're on in-house with us tonight. All right. Keep it locked and loaded, Captain Poetry. And do me a favor. Press the number one. Now, and that way it'll put your hand down if you got a question or comment later, and we definitely highlight you and bring you back up, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hey, Poetic.
Now, go for it.
Poetic.
Go for it. Yes.
Hey, what is the young lady name again?
Anita.
Oh, her name is Anita.
Anita. I just like to say, Anita, she's... Everything she said, she couldn't have said it even better. I mean, I'm in a state, just South Carolina, Charleston. And there's a lot of people here that's trying to get into business, trying to do certain things. And for her, everything she mentioned, I think some of those things she said about trying to do a lot of things on Facebook and using those avenues where it don't cost money. And also she said something about having certain things in play where you can get your music to a mass majority of people and without spending money. It's so key. And I mentioned some things like that to some people, and they just thought I was crazy. You know? I mean, just thought I was crazy. But, she couldn't have said it any better. I mean, she should hold a couple of...
I want to say this, though. Even though you have those free things on deck, which is, to me, they're very good. But don't be afraid to put an ad out there to bring attention to you. Don't be afraid to go to grassroots marketing and put flyers and posters all over the place in your city.
Right, right. We know you got to spend money, but what I'm talking about was the fact that you can do certain things to draw attention to yourself without even having any music out there yet. And
exactly.
That was so key when she said that.
I think you should do that in a timely manner where you do a release. You know you're going to do a release in the next 6 to 8 weeks. You should already start blanketing the area with what you're trying to do, so it can create a overall buzz. Do you agree with me, Mrs. Anita?
Well, that depends, because where are you, like in the Carolinas?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a little different game out there.
It's a big difference.
I used to live down south. I lived in Mobile.
Right. And there is no the following isn't like any other city, because you pretty much have to be Houdini.
No.
You know, you pretty much have to be Houdini around here, and you have to use tactics and certain things that to draw those fan base, because it's so much different from a bigger city,
The fan participation isn't there. That's Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me chime in on that one, and I'm gonna give you this one, because I lived in Mobile for too long.
Right.
And it's a whole nother ball game. You guys are probably used to LA and New York and Texas and the other places. Down south is something that you've never really experienced until you went through the terror of being there. He's not going to be able to plaster anything anywhere. And when you say plaster somewhere out there, unless you're in the city, you're talking about a mile, 2 miles between telegram poles. And the biggest entertainment out there is church. Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm going to say we've come a long way.
We came a long way, but it's still church. So what I would suggest. He's going to have a hard time trying to do, you know, your thing of plastering. But back to what I was saying and how he can apply that. You know, don't think that just because it's free, there's no worth to it. A lot of people don't realize that when you put your videos and stuff up on YouTube, you're supposed to be getting paid for that. If you don't monetize your video, you're not getting anything. Once you get 10,000 hits on a video or whatever you put up there, they start sending you checks. So you've got people up there that have hundreds of thousands of dollars of hits, hundreds and thousands of hits, and making no money because you never went in and actually went into your console to find out what was going on. So I'm going to say this, read. Whatever you do, you read. Now,
can I jump in on that?
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm going to hit this other thing on social media. On the social media, people make the mistake of thinking, oh, it's just having a page and it's just doing that. Social media is so much more. It's ridiculous. Now, you're talking about putting things out. You want to get stuff out. Yeah, you do, your flyers and things like that. But see, when you just plaster everything in one place where you are based, then that limits you. You're not trying to limit yourself. So in the meantime, while you have all this stuff going on, before you even put one physical dime into promotions, you need to start looking at the digital side of it. Where can you get your music out that's not going to cost you anything or cost you very little when you do release it? Compile a list of those places, and when it's ready, send it out. I do say invest in yourself. Facebook has those paid promotional ads. I just did one on one of our artists, and we got 4,000 likes on a page in about a day. And they're following. It was over 30,000. 35,000 people hit the page to watch her video and stuff like that. And the revenue for the song, because we put the paid link up there, it blew up as well. So don't discount those little $5 a day budget ads on Facebook and YouTube and the rest of them. And I'm only addressing this part of it prior to spending any kind of big money, because if you want to talk spending big money for promotions, then I'm going to hand that back over to Chris. Because that's my specialty, is the social media and the international licensing. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You get on there and you put your music out, put your information out. You're going to find out you're bigger overseas than you'll ever be over here.
Yeah, this is Rod. I was going to say, it sounds like he's just thinking regionally, where he should be thinking global.
Yeah, well, you know, before you go global, I got to back up a little bit because...
I got to stop you right there. Because you don't know. You don't know if it's going to jump off by the way the Internet and the market is. You don't know who is going to embrace your product. You're limiting yourself because you're saying, but you don't know. You know, there's that fear, and you got to find out. See, that's the catch to it, is that if you think regionally, you're gonna have issues. But if you think global, then
you've
got a bigger market that can embrace you rather than just in your neighborhood.
What was that?
You got to have a global, so you can key in on that market and capitalize on it. You're gonna have to have the budget to control it within the market.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
You down there with the Big DM, or you down there with ZFX?
We
down there with
Z93, man. Clear channel. Yeah, clear channel Z93. The box.
Okay. Well, listen. Let me tell you something, brother. See, South Carolina and North Carolina are two different markets, but they're pretty much the same. If you're able to tie into your distributors and your retailers, you know what I'm saying, don't unnecessarily just count out the radio side of it. Just concentrate on the groundwork first. Everything comes in stages, first of all, you got to understand that this is a business first. You know what I'm saying? This is the business in music. This is not music business. This is where you have to play the point of stage for stage, and at the same time, just as much as you might have social media, you can still have a whole bunch of social media and still not sell a record.
True.
You can still have, you know, it just makes the picture a bigger picture to talk about when you have numbers on the internet.
Right.
And that's what they're looking at the record companies and the radio stations. See, this is what I was telling you about. If you know your market, you're able to take those facilitated numbers and walk into places where Raw Dog is and say, yo, listen, I got 90,000 people playing my record right now just in this market alone. You need to be playing my record. Why? Look at these numbers. And then he looks at the marketplace and look at the numbers itself on the social media, and then you sit there and get him to say, well, you're right. Okay, well, we're going to look at some of the specialty spots where we can put your record in these shows. And then you got to remember what shows are curtailed to just for your type of music or your type of market itself. Remember, you got mixed shows, and then you got the specialty shows on the weekends and stuff like that. You got to be able to be a little bit more innovative to make sure that you're able to go knock down those doors in your backyard. And you and one of the things that we were talking about before, if you can't pay for it, that means you got a great relationship somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So you
got
to have relationships wherever you're doing in your market. If it's in your backyard, that's your backyard. If you can't happen in your backyard, what makes you think you're going to happen in New York or Chicago, Detroit?
That's true.
That's what every record company and every radio station across the country would tell you the same thing. Where are you from? How come you're not happening in your backyard? They automatically scrutinize.
Y'all see how it get hot and heavy right here? Hey, Chris, I need you to hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. We got to go to a commercial break. This is how I get, guys, hot and heavy right here on Hip Hop National. I just love it. I love when the discussion get heated, and that's what it's about to do. Heat up right now. What is airplay without promotion? We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back and keep it where you got it.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Are you in need of studio recording, beats, graphic designs, photography, artist consultation, or duplication? Then you need to see my main man. That's right. You need to swing by and holler at KB at Big T Studios inside Big T Plaza in Dallas, Texas, where we're more than just a studio.
Hey.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Flames. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Oh, because I like good vibes.
Yeah, ooh, that old lady, ooh, you.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this place, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puffs.
November 24, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. What is airplay without promotions? But before we get back into the topic, I want to tell you guys what Hip Hop National is. Hip Hop National is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the inside circle of the music business. We do this 7 days a week. We play music on Tuesday. Wait, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do hot topics just like this about things that impact this industry of music. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it's all music, and we want your music to be a part of it. And then on Sunday, we take you to church. So if you're a gospel artist, we definitely want your music to be impacting our show on Sunday with Chris Willingham, Pastor Chris Willingham. So definitely keep it locked, keep it loaded right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Upload your music at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. All right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to start with Chris. And then I'm going to go to DJ Z, who just checked in with us. Chris, that thought, what I told you to hold, you can now run loose.
Now, you know, the bottom line is just like I said to you before, if you know your market, you got to be able to maneuver and manipulate the market the best way you know how. And, you know, the best way you know how to do it, and nobody can tell you how to do it in your backyard but you. You know what I'm saying? One of the things I used to, that we follow here is, as one of the actual schematics we follow is to make sure that we're able to go in each image of market and go there and live like we live here. So which means every market is my home, so I'm going to treat it like my home. I got people in each individual city that I can go to. I got you know, support groups in each individual marketplace that's going to tie into radio, TV, and media press, as well as the local clubs, as well as the local venues, as well as the retailers. Then at the same time, me dealing with that, I have those priority hit list people that automatically make sure that your records is hit, topped, touched, talked about, and put inside the register, like with all the trades and stuff like that. You got to know how to play this game, man. This game is very simple, but at the same time, it's hard because it's not built for everybody. It's built for the resilient and for those who don't mind making mistakes and learning from their mistakes, as well as hiring the right people around you. Because just like I said, you can pick and choose the wrong person. It can stifle your record all the way around. Won't get no play. Because there's a lot of cats out there that sit to talk about, oh, I can do and I can do and I can do. And I'm a consultant and I got my producer and I got business cards and just give me $5,000. And at the bottom line, you don't get nothing in return but a bunch of heartache and pain. So, you know, you treat it like it's supposed to, you know what I'm saying, and then concentrate on the marketplace. Like I said to you before, it's a business first before it's anything else.
I totally agree with you, Chris. Totally agree with you. DJ Z, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state, tell us where you're calling in from and what's your contribution to tonight's topic. What is airplay without promotion?
My name is DJ.
You can piggyback on what you just heard Chris say. Go for it.
Oh, DJ Z. I go by the hood, A&R. I'm from out of Atlanta, Georgia, man. I be at all the strip clubs, all the local clubs in the city. And, you know, without promotion, man, it's a no-go because, like, he hit it on the money, man. If your city ain't backing you, it's over with for you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Because me, working the strip club, a lot of my records, I just get off when the strippers come request it. And that's how they request it. They request it because they in the streets. They listen to different mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to get out here and get your music out a little bit farther so they get to me. Because me personally, man, I my email full of songs every day. Man, I'm looking
for... Yeah, well, you know what? Atlanta is a different market altogether. Atlanta is one of the markets that if you got the support of Atlanta behind you, you can make money before you go anywhere else.
Yeah, and see, that's how we live out here. Like, a lot of cats, like Young Thug, like, these folks got hit records that nobody ever heard of, but they eating, still getting 5-6 grand a show. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about your hustle. Really, it breaks down all your marketing promotion. You got to be able to have people to want to see you, want to buy that song, want to party to that record. And you got to create that whole image, that whole atmosphere for them. That's how I look at it. So stop emailing me songs. Stop emailing me songs. Get these women to come request your record, bro. It's simple, man.
You know what? That's what I wanted to ask. What's the criteria in submission? When
really, basically, if I get, think about this. If I get, I work in a strip club and I work in a hookah lounge, a real upscale hookah lounge in Atlanta. But if I get 2-3 women to come ask me about a record, I'm going to go download that record. You see what I'm saying? So what you got to do at that point is you got to be able to get in the streets. You got to get these women your record. They might be at a gas station. You might give them your single. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come to me in the club and ask me, do I have this song? And if they like the song enough, they're going to ask me more than once that night. So it's all about how you present your product to the people that are going to come ask me to play it.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
I know y'all don't want me to touch that one.
Yeah, you might want to, because if the women ain't asking me for it, I ain't playing it, man. I'm on to the next.
Well, like I said, Atlanta is a total different market from a lot of markets. Now, I will say one thing. They support their music. They support anything that's hot, and they support anything that's saturated in the market. That's Atlanta. If you can saturate that market and they like your record, please believe you're going
to
reap the benefits. Markets like Atlanta.
Now, can I ask you this? Do they have a network in Atlanta where you got to be?
Yes, they do. Huh? Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, we released in Atlanta, and I encountered the network. If you didn't know somebody was in a certain circle, I got to be honest with you. Your record wasn't gonna be touched.
Yeah,
but
well, you know what?
That's back in the days when I was doing my release. It's been a minute. I'm just letting you guys know.
I would say this though. If you do anything and spending any money to go to a market, Atlanta's one of those markets you got to spend to go see, go touch, and go feel.
Okay.
Because you know you cannot fathom how a record can work from underground to compared to what's happening in commercial mainstream. Because commercial mainstream, that's 4 radio stations. It don't mean that the record's going to be played at those stations. They can be blowing up in the club all over the place. I'm going to tell you like this.
When we was releasing my single back in the days, we actually left from Florida thinking we were going to get this Atlanta love because, you know, Atlanta was so hot and that we traveled so many miles to get there. We get down there. And we go to the V103, I think it is. The station numbers I'm gonna mix them up. But we actually went to the stations in the hot stations in Atlanta, and tried to get that buzz on the radio. And then when we decided they said that they weren't gonna play us, we went to advertise on the radio.
The first thing is wrong is, I just finished saying, a lot of people go to Atlanta. There is a syndication there. There is a team. There is a network. You are right.
Team, yeah.
I'm not saying it's not. But at the same time, if you know what you're going to do in that market, I'm saying go to those college radio stations that's going to support that club play. Go to the other outside of what the norm is. You can't go to the mix show and think they're going to play when they're getting 45 records, and they're getting paid to get played. They're getting people that's paying for slots. period. So they're not going to never look at you when you just walking in there off the street talking about, I got a new record, I'm trying to get played. They order, that is a definite no. That is a definite no-no. You do have to know your market. Just like he just said, come to my club and play the, let those girls bring that record to them. You still got to go saturate the market. See, that's how South Carolina is. You still got to go saturate that market. You cannot go in that market without being supportive by the groundwork first, because the groundwork is what makes the radio station play. It makes the clubs pop. It makes everything is schematically put in place. It's not like New York. If you play it on WBLS or Hot 97, you're going to automatically get 2 million people listening to your record at a certain time slot. Guaranteed, without an issue or no conversation, you're going to get 2 to 4 million people. They start looking at household numbers. They don't look at the individual numbers. Atlanta's one of the markets, like I said to you before, that you can live if you go there and act like you live there. Be a part. They don't like strangers coming in talking about, yo, shorty, let me play my record. Let me get this record played, or give me $20 or give me $100 and play my record. Now, that don't work, you know what I'm saying, because you still got to get more than one radio station there. You still got to get more than one person to play that record.
And I'll just say this. It's a relationship market there. It's definitely a market that you got to know someone who knows someone, and it's not nothing wrong with it. It's just that they've been having that game on lock for a long time there, and in order for you to get in those doors, you got to be within a certain circle. You got to be paying your dues and on
that whole Southeast corridor is like that, Florida and Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
I'm about to get myself in trouble. You even make me gonna make me lose. I can't get no records playing in a minute.
Nobody ain't gonna do that, Chris. We can't let that happen.
Yeah, somebody gonna blackball Chris Pringle. Chris Pringle got my records
playing. Now you call it names.
I'm not afraid.
Raw Dog, what you doing, man? You off in the cut? I know you got something to say. I know you got something to
say. Well, you know what? Everything that I've heard is correct. Each region has its own way of getting out there. And I live up in Washington State. And, you know, when you start talking about the Pacific Northwest, that's a whole different animal. You know, this is the last place to embrace you. The rest of the country will embrace you before.
And you are not lying.
You know, they'll embrace you before the people up in Washington State wake up. You know, and it's awful funny, you know, because in hearing about the different areas, when I was speaking about getting, you know, rather than regional, trying to go global, is because where I come from up here, it's better to get out, and then the people wake up here and figure out, wow, they're right in the neighborhood, you know. So we've got, you know, California just down the way from us. So, you know, and then when you start talking about the East Coast and in Carolina, and I'm hearing how that region, to get any response or popularity, the differences, you know, it makes the internet and hip hop national radio even more important, because we've got people all around the United States right here on the radio station.
I was going to actually propose this question to Chris. Chris, okay, I hear that we've been talking all about the terrestrial game of, you know, the, you know, AM, FM kind of situation. But how about the World Wide Web now, the connection that we have and being able to play from one, not only when you're being played, you're being played everywhere at one time. How do you control a campaign like that so you can be successful with it?
Well, you know what? Because of we do a social media tie-in to everything that we do, we automatically schedule the point of timing and the marketplace itself. Like Europe is 12 hours difference from what we are, so it means we got to think like we're 2 weeks ahead of a project automatically. And at the same time, sometimes we get get bikes from the UK or China and stuff like that prior to, before we even get back to the United States, all because, you know, they're quick to react on new music. But one of the things I wanted to communicate to everybody here, like I said, everything is in stages, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you first release a record, you got to understand where you're going to release your records, where your power cities are, what relationships you got in what markets. And you got to understand one thing, you know, if you put a record out, you got to remember that, you know, you got to represent each individual market like it's the first market that you ever went to, and you got to treat it all together at the same time. So which means that if you're making calls, you got to call everybody in between the daytime hours, Eastern Pacific Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time. You got to make sure that you know that your timing is on point to make it happen. And one of the issues that – one of the places that you got to make sure that you lock in, you got to lock into these internet radio stations like Hip Hop National Radio, because – they automatically out-curtail every radio station's programming across the board. They have a little bit more freedom to sit there and think about you, independent record companies and independent labels, your independent artists. They are able to sit there and substantiate you to getting some airplay. You got to make sure you concentrate on the right internet radio stations, first of all. Then you got to concentrate on what days that them stations are on, and you support them. You support them with the drops. You support them with the mentions. You support them with the giveaway tickets like you would do with a regular commercial radio station. You do not forget the internet radio station, because at the same time, when nobody else is playing your record, the internet radio station will be playing your record. And you got to give that juice right back to the person that's going to put it into your career. So that automatically, like I said to you before, now to concentrate on all that happening, you just got to remember how you build your database, how you automatically know what kind of relationships you got with what people who's going to support your record out the box. And, you know, the first time you put a record out is not going to be the last time. I hope not, because you got to remember, you got to follow through and go back to the same people again. And remember, what person you might see now be a regular jock at this station, he might be a program director tomorrow at another radio station. So you give him that just reserves and work out them relationships. Your time.
Hey, Chris, I got to say this. Back in the days where the promotions was, remember, we had a lot of music stores. When we walked in the music stores, you had these big pop-ups of the artists. What could be unique that we can attach to today's market and still make that type of impact?
Wow. There's no retailers, first of all. Everything is mom and pop. All the mom and pop stores are 9 times out of 10 are closed, and if they're not that, that means it's major chains. So all the and the major chains want the independents to send 10,000 to 20,000 units per soul per itself before you even get into their stores. So automatically you're playing a catch-22 with them. Now, if you're going to impact at any market, you got to make sure that you have the clubs, man. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I think the clubs are still the most supportive, the most interaction, getting the interaction back. And you got to remember, women buy more than men, so automatically that genre, I automatically concentrate on the women buying public before I do any knuckleheads. At the same time, I'm also
that PR. My question is, okay, let's say you talk about the clubs. But when you go to the club, are we dropping hats in that club? Are we dropping shirts? Are we going to the club?
You said you still set the campaign. You set the campaign out just the same. I would drop everything. Everything you just said, I would drop everything at all outlets, all locations, all premieres, all red carpets, all restaurants that's got live music playing in the background. Anything, I go to the laundromat. I go to the supermarket. I go to anywhere that is going to sit there and give me some support with my records. And I hate to say it like that, but that's old school. Old school believes in it's not about what kind of congregation. You get the whole congregation. And that means going to see everybody.
And believe
and the church say amen.
Don't get me wrong. I don't neglect old school. I think old school grassroots marketing still is relevant if it's used properly.
It's very much relevant. I mean, don't get it twisted. Yeah. Internet is only 1/10 of the business. You know what I'm saying? You still got to remember, you still got to be substantiated of standing a point of saying my company stands forth of being supportive as well as competitive to what's already in the marketplace. So I got to stand to be firm and let them know that I'm out here and see me out here and feel me out here. So at the same time, I'm going to always knock on them doors and go see my program directors face-to-face. I'm going to see them DJs. Because when you not seeing anything, you ain't playing my record. Yo, dog, you ain't playing my record, but you got paid for it. So I need to get my record played, right? Okay, come on, get it in.
Right on.
Hey, Tom, you know, it's like being in church. I love this. I love it.
This boy says it's like being in church. Man, you're going to be saved on the record.
Hey, hopefully saves a young artist so that he gets the knowledge and he can go forward and become something in this industry. So, you know, hey, all of this is beautiful to me.
You know, I got to say this, and I'm not to cut nobody off, but, you know, Raw Dog, I my hat's off to you because I come from a background of Crown Prince, Mad Hatter, LC Sneed, Butterball and all those cats. So when it comes down to the pioneers of black radio, I know pretty much 90% of the panel, and they all supported me all because they were like, you a youngster and you trying to get in it, so you need to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had some of the older ones in my history too, man, and they encouraged and they tried to, you know, they'd answer your questions and that, you know, it was something that's lacking in hip hop now because the young folks don't want to listen, you know, and that it's a shame because you can either learn the hard way or you can learn the easy way or you can just fail completely, you know. So hey, this discussion tonight, I hope it opened up some of their minds to understanding, you know. Hey, there is a way to go about this, you know, and talent is part, you know, the major point of it, but yet still the business of being able to be in business in this music industry.
All right, my man, we're getting ready to go into the wrap-up round robin. We're going to say Tommy. Tommy, I see that you called back in. I don't know what happened. You probably got thrown off the board or not.
I'm back, though. But, you know, I told you I was at work, so, you know, I had to do a little something.
Okay, okay. Okay, I understand that. Understood.
Right.
You raise your hand. You have a question or comment?
No, I just...
Final thoughts?
Oh, just the final thought?
Yeah.
Okay, well, being out here in Charleston, South Carolina, man, it's just a big demon, big beast that, you know, that people here face than the people in bigger cities face, you know. But I'm glad to have been on this radio show and some of the people that spoke. You know, I got much love for them because I learned a whole lot more tonight just by listening and then asking questions. Raw Dog, I mean, the truth, my man out from L.A., the young lady, you know, I got not much but respect because, you know, and I learned a little bit more that when I get up and I got to go out there and work for my artists, it makes me motivated a little bit more knowing that there's other people out there that take their time out to get on this radio show, show their wisdom and what they know to keep me motivated to do more. So I appreciate all the people on the panel tonight and what they have to say.
When I tell you, man, you got right now between, I guess, all, between all these guys here, man, you probably got, Chris has got about 30 years in it. Raw Dog probably, what, about 100 almost, right?
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. We're going to throw you on the bus.
Oh, man.
I got about I've been doing it since I was 12, and right now I'm like 27. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, Chris? Chris, no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because if y'all been 27 for this many years, hey, then I can't be 100.
No, Chris, me and Chris, we kind of grew up together, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, man. I really do appreciate it, man. And, you know, Poetic, man, I'm gonna be contacting you on a regular basis because we do have some business to do. And but
all right,
you know,
let's make it happen.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen, man. And I do. I like to say, man, when I get back on this radio with you guys the next time and stuff, man, I'm gonna just be listening because there's so much education that a lot of people can learn from just by what you guys offer and who calls in. I mean, it's been a good treat for me.
All right, guys, you're listening to him. Chris, you got a final thought before I close up?
No, I'm good.
Thank you very much, Chris. I want to say appreciate it, Chris. When we start talking business, I'm hoping that we can engage Tommy with you as well, okay? You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. Keep it locked and loaded. Well, you got it. Monday, every day of the week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rodolph, Dr. AT, take it away.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, back to where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. But I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ with my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospitality. With me, nice guy. Plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother film records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room the man that you see. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. AT,
ER Crew.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go. Now they flow. Got a bad bitch. It's two step double. We can take it slow. So incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step double. But I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes or procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark her cup is pink. Cuban link. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. On the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Do the let's do. Take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Now they flow. Two-step double. I'm so out of control. Like Damon Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Now they flow. Got a bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Now they flow. Let it wiggle. Drop it low. I'm so super cool. Got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they go. Just do what it do. So I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. Just one true love. Some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur. I'm all extra. Come on. Come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. The two-step double, now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream of,
girl. Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
G-Music
Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go. So tell me what it is that you dream of. I wanna be the one to help you live your dreams, love. We can feel anything you want.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
Here we be marching. We down south. So we'll be singing in the east. So we'll be gathering. We in the west. So we'll be shouting. We in the north.
We will be marching. We down south.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on. Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind. Leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
2 steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender.
My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft subtle kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah, said it's deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. Mr. D, I
still on the go again. Baby so free, look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go on, do your thing. All I wanna see is fantasy, baby what it be. I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got a piece of like a done in the thing. How you got it on the squirrel, girl, got me going. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now. Bring it close to me, on the quad in, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrated while I play it, gone, sunny peace thing.
You guys know I hear for other artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got a list of thousands that's rolling.
Everybody, let's get on the bus.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.